Beyond Oxford, Practical College English Course, Book 1. 1. On Campus.
Campus Life. 2. I'm homesick. Lucy feels homesick during the first 2 weeks at college. Listen to the tape or CD and fill in the blanks.
How are you getting on with college life, Lucy?
I frequently feel very lonely. Before I came, I was really excited. I dreamed of living on my own. But now that I'm totally on my own, I feel homesick.
Yeah, I miss my parents so much, especially at weekends.
Oh, well, it's hard to start a new life.
But that's the way college life is. Don't worry too much. We'll get used to it.
I'm sure we will.
How are you getting on with college life, Lucy?
I frequently feel very lonely. Before I came, I was really excited. I dreamed of living on my own. But now that I'm totally on my own, I feel homesick.
Yeah, I miss my parents so much, especially at weekends.
Oh, well, it's hard to start a new life.
But that's the way college life is. Don't worry too much. We'll get used to it.
I'm sure we will.
3. The school club is fun.
Matt and Black are considering joining a school club. Listen to the tape or CD. Tick if the information is right. If the information is wrong, underline the part that is wrong and correct it in the blank. Hi, Brian. Fancy meeting you here.
Me too. What are you doing here, Matt?
Oh, just looking at these club notices. I'm thinking of joining one. Hey, why don't we join the same club? How about the guitar club?
How about the literary club?
You must be kidding. It's not for me.
I've made up my mind to join the literary club because I like reading and writing.
It's the right place for you. I hope to read an article of yours in our college paper.
I'll try my best and certainly enter my name. The school club is fun.
Matt and Black are considering joining a school club. Listen to the tape or CD. Tick if the information is right. If the information is wrong, underline the part that is wrong and correct it in the blank. Hi, Brian. Fancy meeting you here.
Me too. What are you doing here, Matt?
Oh, just looking at these club notices. I'm thinking of joining one. Hey, why don't we join the same club? How about the guitar club?
How about the literary club?
You must be kidding. It's not for me.
I've made up my mind to join the literary club because I like reading and writing.
It's the right place for you. I hope to read an article of yours in our college paper.
I'll try my best and certainly enter my name. 5. A Jewish Boy and His Math. Read the passage about how a boy improved his math and do the exercises.
A 10-year-old Jewish boy was failing math. His parents tried everything, but in vain. Finally, they decided to enroll their son in a private Catholic school. After the first day, the boy's parents were surprised when he walked in after school with a serious look on his face. He went right to his room and quietly closed the door. For nearly 2 hours, he worked hard in his room with math books lying about his desk and the floor. At mother's call for dinner, he appeared long enough to eat, and after quickly cleaning his plate, went back to his room to work on his studies until bedtime. It was time for the first term's report card. The boy laid it on the dinner table and went straight to his room to study. His father was sure the son was failing math again. Carefully, his mother opened the card. She saw a large red A under math. The parents were so excited that they rushed into their son's room, wondering how he could have made such great progress. "Was it the teacher that did it?" the mother asked. The boy said, "No." "Was it the one-to-one tutoring?" "No." "The textbooks?" "No. On that first day when I walked in the front door and saw that guy nailed to the plus sign, I knew they meant business."
7. Read me. Stress and intonation. Listen to 5 ways Saturday's read and then match them with their interpretations.
1. Saturday.
2. Saturday.
3. Saturday.
4. Saturday.
5. Saturday.
Campus study. 2. Taking a course. A student, Nancy, is talking with Professor Brown about selecting his geography course. Listen to the tape or CD and fill in the blanks.
"Professor Brown, could I take your geography course next term?"
"Aren't you a bit young? I've only allowed qualified seniors to take the course."
"I know. Last term I took Professor Berman's course."
"How was your mark in his course?"
"I got a B. But to tell you the truth, I would have got an A if I had worked harder."
"Well, I'll speak to Professor Berman. If he thinks you're ready, I'll accept you."
"Thank you, Professor Brown. That is really very nice of you." 'Professor Brown, could I take your geography course next term?'
'Aren't you a bit young? I've only allowed qualified seniors to take the course."
"I know. Last term I took Professor Berman's course."
"How was your mark in his course?"
"I got a B. But to tell you the truth, I would have got an A if I had worked harder."
"Well, I'll speak to Professor Berman. If he thinks you're ready, I'll accept you."
"Thank you, Professor Brown. That is really very nice of you."
3. In the library. A librarian is helping a female student to find the book she wants. Listen to the tape or CD and fill in the blanks. "Can I help you?"
"Yes, I'm a bit confused. I want to read the book The Modern Age, but I can't find it."
"Let me see. Oh, yes, your professor has placed this book on reserve."
"What do you mean by on reserve?"
"When a book is on reserve, a student should go to the reserve room. All students can have the opportunity to read the book for a few days."
"Okay, thank you. I understand now."
'Can I help you?"
"Yes, I'm a bit confused. I want to read the book The Modern Age, but I can't find it."
"Let me see. Oh, yes, your professor has placed this book on reserve."
"What do you mean by on reserve?"
"When a book is on reserve, a student should go to the reserve room. All students can have the opportunity to read the book for a few days."
"Okay, thank you. I understand now." 5. Cyber lightning struck. Read the passage about online learning and do the exercises.
Aniko helped me a lot with my English. Unfortunately, she believed the rumors that I had fallen in love with her. There was nothing I could do, since she was not willing to talk with me anymore. But I needed her help. I prayed that there would be a miracle. One afternoon, I was at the computer club when I looked at the personal ads. I saw her name. That's when the cyber lightning struck. I arrange for an email address for myself under Freemail so that I could get in touch with her. Other than giving her my name, I wrote only things about me that were true. The result of all this was that she lent me a helping hand. One day, I wrote her an email under my real name with my old email address, saying that I would like to help her again. She said she already had a boyfriend and asked me to leave her alone forever. But at the same time, she was on wonderful terms with me under my false name. Now comes the happy end. She told my other self that I was such a wonderful person that she would like to help me whenever she could. I really hope her help will continue for a long time.
Vocabulary. New words.
Dormitory.
Wardrobe.
Furniture.
Lamp.
Bunk.
Bookshelf.
Frequently.
Homesick.
Club.
Fancy.
Guitar.
Literary.
Aerobics.
Jewish.
Vain.
Enroll.
Catholic.
Rush.
Wonder.
Progress.
Tutor.
Nail.
Plus.
Questionnaire.
Addicted.
Backache.
Appetite.
Skip.
Geography.
Course.
Allow.
Qualified.
Senior.
Librarian.
Confused.
Reserve.
Opportunity.
Survey.
Prefer.
Purpose.
Increase.
Experience.
Culture.
Lightning.
Strike.
Unfortunately.
Rumor.
Willing.
Pray.
Miracle.
Self.
Proper nouns.
Matt.
Brian.
The guitar club.
The literary club.
Nancy.
Brown.
Berman.
The modern age.
Arnico.
Freemail.